And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, welcome to As the Sun Sets, a time of prayer, a time of reflection, a time of just being with the Lord as we come to the end of the day. And thank you so much for joining me. It's always lovely to have you. And I thank you so much because so many of you always drop me a line or call me and just tell me how much you enjoy the programs. Wonderful to be with you again. So do stay with me and let's pray now for the next half hour. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Oh,
Sing to us one of Zion's songs, Alleluia. Psalm 136 by the rivers of Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Sing to us one of the songs of Zion. Alleluia. In the midst of affliction, you have given me life. Alleluia. Psalm 137, a psalm of thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered, you increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways, how great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the midst of affliction, you have given me life. Alleluia. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the victory. Alleluia. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. Alleluia. The Gospel for this evening is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. It was the time when the feast of dedication was being celebrated in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple walking up and down in the portico of Solomon. The Jews gathered round him and said, "How much longer are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I have told you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name are my witness, but you do not believe, because you are no sheep of mine. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one." Well, once again, we continue with the theme of the Good Shepherd. Sunday we had the feast of, we remembered to pray for shepherds and good shepherds in imitation of Jesus Christ. And today we find Jesus at this great feast of the dedication at the temple. And there he was in winter, walking up and down in the portico of Solomon. And the Jews asking him, "Don't keep us in suspense any longer. Tell us plainly if you are the Christ." And of course, he says, "I have told you over and over again, but you will not listen because you are no sheep of mine." And then Jesus talks about the works that he does. You know, the miracles that he's worked, the multiplication of the loaves, the healing of the sick, the walking on the waters, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, and so on and so forth. So many things that Jesus did. These are some of the works of the Lord. The example of Jesus, his teaching, for example, the Sermon on the Mount, and so on and so forth. These are just some of the works of Jesus. And Jesus says, "The works that I do in my Father's name are my witness." So don't look to me and don't ask yourself, "Oh, come and tell us plainly if you are the Christ." Just look at what I do, because the things I do are my witness. In other words, if we are going to prove anything at all, then look at the things I do. If you say I'm a good man, look at the good things I do and see that I'm a good person. If I'm a bad man, then look at the bad things I do and say, well, you know, your life speaks loudly. And don't we often say this to each other, that when you look at the things that people do, you look at the bribery and the corruption in the country, and you say, well, you point a finger and you say, well, if that's the sort of thing that you're doing, that points to the kind of person that you are, the immoral person that you are, if you are guilty of bribery or corruption. When you go to court and you are convicted of murder or whatever it is, it's your actions that speak about who you are. Now here Jesus is saying is, look at the things that I've said, look at the things that I do. These are my witness that the things I do and the things I say are from the Father. The works I do in my Father's name are my witness, but you do not believe because you are no sheep of mine. So what we are called upon to do is to place, and I've been saying this over and over again, it's like a diamond that I'm turning around and round, like a kaleidoscope that I keep shaking and looking at things in a different way. We need to place our faith and our trust in Jesus. It's as simple as that, and as difficult as that. It's sometimes not easy to do that. But if we're going to be disciples of Jesus, if we're going to be his sheep, and people don't like being sheep, by the way, but Jesus is using an example that the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. And if we are going to be disciples of Jesus, if we're going to be the sheep of Jesus, then we need to listen to the voice of Jesus, and we need to listen to him as he speaks to us in the Gospels. Listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. It's a wonderful thing that I've always taken a great comfort in, is that, you know, when I think about my life as a priest, and I became a priest and a religious so many years ago, and one can tend to think, well, I became a priest so many years ago. It was me who made that choice, but it wasn't. Yet the words of Jesus are always an encouragement. Remember, you didn't choose me, he said. I chose you, and I chose you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that's the kind of God we have, the kind of Jesus we have, who says, I chose you, not because you are a saint, and not because you've got degrees and all the rest of it. No, I've just chosen you because of who you are. I love you. I care for you. I embrace you. I walk with you. I carry you as you go through life. You belong to me. You are one of the sheep of my flock. And the sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. And so it is so important for us to spend time just in quiet, in prayer, in meditation, just listening to the voice of Jesus. Maybe just reading his words over and over again. As he says, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never be lost. That we can let those words just revolve around our tongue like a sweet and give us joy and happiness as we hear Jesus saying, I know you and you follow me and I give you eternal life and you will never be lost. No one will ever steal you from me. What comforting words Jesus speaks to us. But we really need to sit quietly and let those words sort of sink in into our being. And then Jesus speaks in the Gospel again today about himself and the Father being one. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal them from me. You know, we are so committed to the Lord. The Father and I are one. And here it is that the likeness, the identification of Jesus with the Father provokes the chief priests and the scribes in the temple and so on, because they say, who are you? We know you. We know where you come from. The Father and I are one. Tell us plainly if you are the Christ. But they don't listen. And there are so many people even today, they want proof. They want to be able to say, oh yes, now I know, because there is proof that Jesus is risen from the dead. There is proof about everything about Jesus. And really the only proof I can say we should have is our faith in Jesus. It's like that step in the dark. I accept Jesus as my Savior. I accept that Jesus rose from the dead. That is a fact of history. I don't doubt that for a minute. When Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, she found that he wasn't there. I believe that. That this is a fact of history handed down to us, that Jesus has risen from the dead. That he appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. I don't doubt that for a minute. And just as the disciples were challenged to place their faith and their trust in the risen Jesus, so you and I need to place our faith and our trust in the risen Jesus, that Jesus who is one with the Father. I pray that you will spend some time just resting in the presence of the Lord, listening to his words in the scriptures, letting them sink into the very fiber of our being, and knowing that Jesus and the Father are one, that Jesus comes to give life and to give us hope. And in all our difficulties, that our simple prayer should be, Lord, increase my faith, that I might never doubt for a moment that you are risen from the dead that you are part and parcel of my life, and that you give me now, as one of your sheep, as one of your disciples, that life, eternal life, that you promised. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I know my sheep, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I know my sheep, said Jesus, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Alleluia. Now let us pray to Christ, who by his resurrection strengthens his people in hope. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Lord Jesus, from your opened side there poured out blood and water. Cleanse the church, your bride, from every stain of sin. Good Shepherd, risen from the dead, you gave to the Apostle Peter the care of your flock. May Pope Francis be ever strengthened in charity and zeal. Beside the Lake of Galilee, you directed your disciples to a great catch of fish. Direct the work of your disciples today, and give them your abundant blessing. On the shore of the lake, you prepared food for your disciples. Help us to find your joy in caring for others. Jesus, the last Adam, life-giving Spirit, conform the dead to your likeness, and make their joy complete. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the mystery of our Lord's resurrection may enter upon the joy of our redemption. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Jesus, I trust in you. 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 falling in love with you, O Lord. Why are your people so blind? They just can't see. And the truth of love we're searching for can only be found in you. Oh, how I wish the whole world could fall in love with you. With total trust we should come to your divine mercy. There is nothing bad we have done greater than your love. You suffered and died on the cross to bring us back to you. Oh, how I wish the whole world would fall in love with you. Oceans of your
of your divine mercy. Thank you very much for joining me at this time for our prayer, our reflection, and please God, you've been inspired in some way to say a little prayer for me now and then, that we might all be truly disciples of Jesus, sheep of his flock that listen to his voice and put his word into practice. Well, from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.